This is Images. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks so much for being with us. Joining me in studio, as he does most Saturdays, it's Brooke Stockburger, managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. Brooke, thanks for being here.
No problem. Good to be here. How you been, Fred?
I'm doing really good. How about you?
Doing great.
Good. Well, that's good to hear. And congratulations. I know you are going to have a graduate this weekend.
My 18-year-old son, Tyler Edwards Stockburger.
You're feeling older this weekend.
It's crazy. I know. It's hard to believe.
Well, that's a big achievement, and that is really great news. So congrats to you on that.
I get some nice dinners out of it.
That's nice. And congratulations to all the graduates out there. It's such a great day. And, boy, it seems like a long time ago now. I don't even hardly remember my high school graduation, but I do remember I was happy.
Me too.
It was nice. Well, you know, a lot of people may be happy about this on your front page this week. It's so important that we vote. This is a responsibility of citizenship. And a lot of times folks don't call it a responsibility, but it is a responsibility. And as you know, if you're a regular listener, I'm a member of the Election Advisory Council in Doñana County. And we've been working with the county clerk's office on a lot of different things. And I'm excited to tell you, Brooke has on the front page this year some great news. A day to vote when you've never been able to vote before in the county.
Yeah, Memorial Day. Of course, it's May 30th this year. From 8 to 5 at the Government County Center on Motel Boulevard, you know, the new county center over there. I keep calling it new. I guess it's not that new anymore, but seems new to me. But yeah, you can vote on Memorial Day. And as people are saying, what better way to sort of honor our fallen heroes than to, you know, get out there and exercise your right to vote?
Absolutely. Many died for us to have that right.
Exactly.
And it's great. It's great. It's one of a lot of different things that are going on in the county. Registration of students at high schools. This is the first primary where 17-year-olds who are registered as Democrats or Republicans can vote in the primary if they'll be 18 in time for the general election.
Yeah.
And so voting on Memorial Day, very important. A lot of us who have jobs where we might be able to leave to vote wouldn't think of this, but there are people, of course, who have jobs where they cannot leave.
They cannot get there, yeah.
And they may have off on Memorial Day. This will give them that chance to go and vote.
It was kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around at first. I was like, wow, voting on Memorial Day. And then I started thinking, what a great idea.
Yeah.
And also starting today, actually, May 21st, there's a bunch more early voting places, and we have a list of those in the paper, too, so.
Good information. All right, some other government information for us. Folks who are buying a new home, they may be seeing the price up a little bit because Las Cruces increased impact fees.
Yeah, exactly. This is something that's always been big and controversial a lot of times, but there doesn't seem to have been a lot of pushback this time. The council voted 6-1 with Seal Levitino, was the sole vote against it, to come up with a granting updates for the city's public safety development impact fees, I think is the they have a capital improvement plan for it. And basically it's, you know, when you sell homes, there's some fees that go involved, and some of them are designed to help with the community and have fees for, you know, fixing the roads or making sure everything's there okay, and it's for safety and that sort of thing. And so if you're buying a new home, there might be some increased fees involved.
All right. And also in the city of Las Cruces, news that as the search goes on, there is going to be an interim city manager.
Yeah, exactly. Robert Garza is stepping down finally on, I think, May 27th is his last day. And they've approved an interim. You know, they're looking into interviewing. They've already had some finalists. They're going to have some more finalists. So Daniel Avila is he's the chief operating officer right now, and he'll be the interim city manager. So,
all right. You have another update from Las Cruces. A lot of people may be interested in this. A big business story a few years ago with much hoopla. State officials came in and announced a state grant to expand a tortilla company. And then We didn't hear anything for the longest time. Yeah. You have an update on this.
Yeah, down in June 2014 it was. So that's almost exactly 2 years ago. The governor was in town and everything. So Franco Whole Foods, there's a big warehouse, big white warehouse down on Amador. And it's 845 West Amador. And it was the plan to fill that up with this company that makes raw tortillas and that sort of thing and shifts them out. And there's going to be more than 100 jobs planned. Well, it's not working out that way. The company is up and operating here in town, but not at that location right now. They're on South Main Street, and they've created about 66 jobs, but they would like to do more, but right now it's bringing that warehouse up to code and up to what they need and everything is going to cost multi-million dollars, and they're just not in a place to do that or get it done fast right now. So, but Alta's got a good story about that.
I'm really glad you have this next story in the newspaper because it's something that I think we can get complacent on, and we really shouldn't. Earlier this week, of course, we got a heavy rainstorm. Sadly, we also got a hailstorm.
Wow,
again.
Crazy.
I felt like I'd moved back to Michigan. It was very strange to see, you know, the white ground and that hail was thick enough that it lasted sometimes some places till the next morning.
It felt like December.
It felt like December. It was crazy, crazy weather. But the good part is we got some good rain out of that too, and of course the hail that melted became water. We need that desperately because long term we have a water deficit, and you have an update on this in the paper.
Yeah, you know, there's always hope that when El Nino comes around and it brings some weather that, you know, then the monsoon season comes, and we seem to have a better monsoon season, and it helps our water table, that sort of stuff. But Alta has a story. She, you know, talked with hydrologist Phil King. He's with the EBID, the Elephant Butte Irrigation District, and he's saying that the El Nino has sort of fizzled a little bit, and we're not going to see necessarily the big push in El Nino year that we usually get with extra water. So, and so farmers might have to look at the. It might be a little bit drier than we would hope it be.
Okay. We have one other update in news this week, and that is a new CEO for the psychiatric hospital in the area, Mesilla Valley Hospital in Las Cruces.
Yeah. Diana Schultz is her name, and she's from the Corpus Christi area. That's where she's worked, where she went to school. And she's got CEO experience there, but she's also worked some in El Paso, and that's where she's been most recently. And she's going to come up to Mesilla Valley Hospital and provide overall direction and guidance of hospital operations, will be her title.
Okay.
So, and it's good to get the Mesilla Valley Hospital some mention. You know, we always hear about Memorial and, you know, Mountain View and that sort of stuff.
It is, because a lot of folks don't realize because of our deficit of mental health care facilities in the state – they receive patients from all over
they
the
sure
state,
yeah,
and even
sure
even into Texas. It's very common because it's not just a problem in New Mexico. It's really a problem all around the country that there's a deficit in beds for mental health care. All right, moving to the Life is Good in Las Cruces section. As we get ready for the kids to get out of school for the summer, you have some ideas with summer fun.
Yeah. We have a cover story on there's all kind of camps and everything going on for kids this summer. And if you're into arts and entertainment and have an artistic ability or a kid that's really enjoying that kind of stuff, you know, how about maybe opera camp? You don't think about that necessarily for the summer. Or there's a career art path. They're going to have a lot of stuff where you can do live performances and you know, we get into what tuition is and all that sort of stuff. And there's other things. Missoula Children's Theater for people who want to perform outside of the Opera Storytellers Camp. And so very interesting. And people who are into painting and sculpting and printmaking, there's opportunities for them as well. So.
And even if they're not into it, right?
Exactly. Go learn.
I mean,
go have fun.
I think about this a lot because my parents sent me to an art school when I was like 4 years old, and it didn't last long, and I still probably do as good as a stick figure. That's about all I do.
That's about my
level.
But
you know,
too.
I really—it's one of my earliest memories, and I really, to this day, I have great appreciation for art and artists.
Oh, me too.
And so I think it's worthwhile, whether you know, to be exposed to different things, whether you have a talent in them or not.
That's a very
I certainly
good point.
Had no talent in it, but I enjoyed it.
Fred gets deep on us this week. So.
I'm sorry.
No, it's very I agree 100%.
You have a profile of an artist of a different sort, a costume maker.
Yeah, right now there's this play going on the Explorers Club, and we've had a review of it a week or so ago. It's going on until May 30th at the Black Box Theater. And We have a story about some of the costumiers for that. Am I saying that word right? Costumier?
Costumers? Sure.
People who make costumes.
That wasn't part of my curriculum back then.
Bobcat Young and Emily Romero are two people who made Bobcat. His name is Robert. And we have a nice big story from Mike Cook about them and some pictures
of the
things they made. Yeah.
And speaking of art, there's some new art that's not new at all. It's back. It's back. That's what makes it new. Downtown Las Cruces, some statues that had been in storage.
Yeah, they're
and they're back out of storage.
They're back.
Now.
It's awesome to get them outside. The Camino Real Trail memorial layout is on, and it there was 3 years that there was this Camino Real kind of statues and that sort of stuff on the downtown mall. People remember before you could drive through on the downtown mall, there were some of these nice statues up, and they used to always freak me out because I thought there was somebody like bending over a campfire every time I drove by. But they're back now at between Las Cruces City Hall and Thomas Brannigan Memorial Library. There's a little stretch of area where they've put them back up so people can enjoy them and everything.
Very cool. And in our last minute here, you have a story about a New Mexico State University graduate who his short film that was a class project is going all the way to one of the biggest film festivals in the world, the Cannes Film Festival in France.
Yeah, Cannes Film Festival
in
France.
I'd
like
amazing.
To go over and cover it, but my paper won't
find me. So. I've been there right before it starts, and I saw the red carpet. I didn't see any stars, but I saw the red carpets. It's kind of neat.
Well, you and I are both cinephiles. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, great for him. Julian Alexander, he made this short film, and it's going to be shown over there, and really good story.
All right, very good. Brooke Stockberger, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. He's with us every Saturday on Images. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.